Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings for everyone. So I'll just do a little intro on the Lightship. Some people don't know what it's about. So the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. And the last time naturally was when Jesus walked the earth, and Jesus was from the Lightship doing his healings and teachings from their format there. And basically, the Lightship is about free will, free choice. It's the light energy. They created everything in the light. So they have to come every 2,000 years to regain spiritual integrity for the creation. This is why they don't come any earlier than that or any later, because they figured a 2,000-year point in time for creative beings is about average for what they needed to do. I know a long, long time ago, they would not show up quite as often, and what happened was kind of free will went amok, and then the dark side would creep in. So all of a sudden what you have is like this cancer coming in, and they start losing their own creation. And this is, in a sense, what has happened to planet Earth here. This is why most people, if you talk to them, they say, I really don't want to be here any longer, just because of the traumas and what we were going through here. So what happened, I believe, in the last shift, unfortunately, is that Jesus' life was cut short because he was not protected by what was known then and to us now as the Galactic Federation. So they actually killed him because, you know, he was disseminating such simple truths about going into your body, not to pray to gods outside of yourself. If he came today, he would say the same thing. Not to connect to, say, group meditations, group healings, earth healings, not to give yourself away in consciousness to something outside of yourself, to go within only, because otherwise it's very dangerous. So, and dangerous, I mean the fact that as people align themselves, remember, you don't know what you're connecting to in consciousness. We think that we're in control of our life, but we don't know what other energies are out there. And if you can't see them or feel them and have them tangible, then naturally you don't know what's out there, and there's more to it than just us living here. So these energies are there to steal people's souls. And in Christianity, they talk about, you know, the devil energy, etc., which, you know, is in a sense real. And there's other ways or methods of talking about that. But they don't get into a lot of the extraterrestrial energies. And the extraterrestrial energies is what the dark side has brought to us, so to speak, and they are the dark side. I won't say that not all, let me just back up here. I'm not saying that all extraterrestrial energies are negative, just that probably most of them are. And then the ones that are good, how do you tell the difference? I don't think there's anybody on this planet who can actually say that this one is better than someone else. So for my philosophy is just kind of stay away from those energies. And I'll just go a step further here. I've been through too many UFO conferences. And oddly enough, the people come up to me because I do use the word ET, and which to me has a whole different meaning, but people at the ET conferences see that as extraterrestrial, which, you know, I do too, but I see it as the higher level of that energy. And people come up to me and they say, you know, I've been at this conference, and I'm staying at the place where the conference is being held, and lo and behold, I came here Friday night, and I woke up Saturday morning, and I have cuts on my body. And they go, I have a nosebleed, or I have some, like, razor blade cuts, in a sense, on the back of my neck, or on the side of my face, and they want to know what's happening. Well, when people go to those things, you're automatically kind of subjected to the beings that are there watching people, we'll say, that we don't know about, and you're there probably to have an experience of abduction. So I'll just kind of hit on that lightly here. So this is why I say just be careful. You know, there's no way to know if what you're dealing with is good or bad. And there are ones out there that I said are definitely fine. They're here to help us, but there's really no way to know with our own limited consciousness here whether they're good or not. And remember, the extraterrestrial beings brought us religion. They brought us warfare here, and if they were so good, you know, that the whole of them, okay, then they would stop the war and bring us peace and love energy. And there are people that are still waiting for them to come out of the sky to do this for us, but they haven't done it for, you know, thousands and thousands of years. So to me, trying to wait for them to come and to save us, I see it like forget it, because they would have been here a long time ago doing this here. So that's kind of my hit on it here, and that might make logical sense to you also. If they were here, it wouldn't have any wars here, and they would bring in peace energy. And then going a step further, people say, well, they go by spiritual law, and the spiritual law is of non-interference. Well, when you have mind control here, automatically that is interference. And so they're, in a sense, kind of talking out the side of their mouth, because everything here is interfered with, unfortunately. I've been doing clearings the last few days here. The Lightship brought forth a brand new clearing, which I think I did, you know, on the last show or two, about the planetary energies. And I worked with one lady today, which was very nice. We went through 800 planetary energies to release her off of these cordings of the planets connecting to her. And it was quite joyful at the very end of it, because we could actually feel the body getting released and to have freedom from these negative effects of the planets. Remember, we're controlled by the planets also, besides actual extraterrestrial beings off planet. So this is kind of the process that we're in here, is figuring out how we can regain our spiritual integrity. So what we can do first of all is make sure that we're in our body enough so that our spirit can protect us. That's what the show is all about. This is the teachings of Jesus, is to get inside of yourself, get your guidance from your heart center, and not to go outside, not to connect to energies that you know nothing about that might sound good to you, because your only safeguard that you actually have here is going to your own spirit. And your spirit only connects with you in your heart center. It does not connect inside of your head. And unfortunately, most people think their guidance is in their head because they hear voices in their head, but your true guidance is actually that little small voice that gets kind of like trampled by the ego portion of you in your head. So what we're going to do now is an entity release. And if you're new to the program, let's bring up the light beam. So I'll go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, scroll down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam that has a picture of her, and we're going to energize her so she'll come into your room with her frequency of energy, and she'll help with some healings today. And if you wish to communicate, go to the fast chat underneath her. It's in blue, basically. It'll say BBS fast chat, and click on that, and you can type in something. So we're going to energize her right now. And with the light ship, this is a divine energy that created you. There's only one creation light ship, and that's creation energy itself. It created the whole universe, and it's here to help us. And here she comes in. This is one of the female light beams. And she's coming in, and just kind of watch the photograph of her. And this is drawn by a lady who actually saw her physically on the light ship, and she drew this real time on one of the four-hour sessions that we had on a Saturday. So here we go. She's coming in. Watch the rays around her forehead change a little bit. Watch the eyes change. She'll become more intense. She may start to float off of your monitor screen. A lot of people like to put their hand in front of the monitor about a foot back and kind of move it back and forth. You can actually feel the energy of her coming in, and you might find that your hair and your arm standing up on end a little bit as these energies come in. So here we go. She's coming in. Wonderful. You're going to feel a connection between your heart center. You won't feel it in your mind. It'll be in your heart. And this sometimes is a little difficult for some people because you're so used to using your mental abilities that the heart energy isn't really felt, but you're going to feel your heart probably get warmer. You may feel an expansion on your chest area, which is your heart chakra opening up. And this is pure divine love energy coming into you. Okay, we're going to do an entity release, so we'll do this real quickly here. We'll go from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. We'll do this all in one quick swoop here. Here we go. And release energies now. So take about a minute. Here we go. Okay, wonderful. And there we go. You may feel energies leave you. I'm seeing a lot of energies leaving the backs of people. People have backaches. Maybe you might feel these energies leave. Entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on. And they get attracted to us through a physical pain. And also when you're not conscious fully, maybe you get upset with someone, then your spirit leaves. And once you leave that void, they come flying in. This is why you want to hopefully leave a nice, live a nice, peaceful life here, if that's possible. And trying to be in the love energy all that you can. So here we go. Going to bring more of your spirit into your body, and your spirit and your heart center is going to help with this process. And count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I'll put some music on and just contemplate. Stay in your heart center and feel the energy of your spirit. Ask it for guidance. And also healing. Going to do an entity release, and we're going to do a little more entities here. I'm going to do some of the off-planet ones that are connected to us here. So we're going to work with, we did this before quite a while ago, the most predominant ones that are here are the octopus energies. So here we go. You might feel energy start to leave you. A lot of people, they come out of their mouths. You might find yourself yawning. You might feel your mouth open up spontaneously. No, the octopus energy is extraterrestrial. It's also living here physically. They brought that life form down here. But the energetic ones, we don't physically see, but they come into our bodies. And this energy can cause chronic fatigue syndrome and maybe even fibromyalgia. And what happens is they kind of collect themselves in you. You can have quite a few of these. And they go around your rib cage. They can connect to your hips. They can make your back go out of whack. And basically, these long tentacles, in a sense, will try to suffocate you. So we're going to take them out now. We'll probably get about five of these out. Remember, you could have more than five, but this is just to help you out somewhat. So this is an extraterrestrial energy that should not be on our planet connecting to you. So here we go. We're taking them out right now. The light ship is helping do this process here. And again, you might find your body kind of twisting and moving around a little bit just on its own. Remember, it knows what's happening, even though your mind may not understand. Here we go. So now it's starting to unwind itself from your hip joints. you might find your hip moving a little bit, or you might feel some pressure being released. Now we're moving up. These wrap around your rib cage, in between your ribs. There we go. Releasing them from there. And now we're going to go around your lungs and heart area. I didn't really plan to do this tonight, so the light ship wanted to do this, so I'm kind of like, oh well. I don't like dealing with these energies that often here. Here we go. Coming out, okay. Like I said, you might actually feel it coming out of your mouth. So if your mouth opens up or you start to gag, just know that this is real and it's coming out of you. Sometimes they come out of your ears. Sometimes they come out of your eyes. So here we go. Coming out. One's being released now. Great. Another one's coming out. Here we go. And another one. Another one's coming out. And another one's coming out. And we got one more. There we go. This is wrapping around our intestinal area. There, that's released. Okay, I'll put some music on again for a lighter note here. And again, sample the energy. See how your body's doing. Might want to just get up and walk for a little bit. And twist your body a little bit. Move around, stretch, bend over. See how you feel. We're going to go a step further here. We're going to work with the squid energy. This is another extraterrestrial life form that's here that should not come into our body. And these are also invisible. And these can be gigantic, I'll use the word creatures, okay? They could be 2-3 times the size of you, but somehow they come into these energetic bodies of ours and cause havoc. So here we go. Here comes the squid energy coming out. We'll do 5 of these here. Like I said, I didn't plan to do the show this way whatsoever, but here we go. So these are the squid energies coming out. And what sometimes happens is that if you have physical pain in your body, they come in and, in a sense, I'll just use the word urinate inside of you somehow. And this is all energetic and cause you pain in your body. And the stuff is like acid. And unfortunately, you know, it can cause a lot of havoc with you, and you can go to a doctor and not know what's going on. We have a comment on Fast Chat here from Sherry saying that I had pain in my left hip, and now it's gone. Thank you. So that's an indication of what's happening. Another person said, it's wonderful, still yawning. Yeah, yawning is good to release energy. That's good. We have one to do scorpion, so yeah, we'll do that one next here. Remember, what happens is that these beings, being extraterrestrial, not created by the light, means they're soulless beings, do not obey spiritual law. So what does that mean? It means that if you happen to call upon, let's just say, Archangel Michael or whatever you think is powerful out there from the light, these energies cannot typically help you. Okay? So unfortunately, it's the way it is because these things shapeshift and do many things, and they cannot really be detected by the light that easily because they'll change forms. So here we go. Releasing these out of you now. These are very similar to the octopus energies. Just a different life form. And remember, what they do is take energies away from your body. They take away your life force energy. So everything that's preying upon you, being that you're from the light, is attached to you to take away your spirit's life force energy. And that can also include, you know, like I said earlier about stealing souls here. This is why you don't want to go outside of yourself to look around, to do astral traveling, etc. Because you don't really know where you're going. And there's so much out there that we don't even know about. So you want to stay in your body. There we go. This one's being released now. Another one is leaving now. I'm seeing these mainly upper part of the body, around lungs and heart again. They like to attach there. And these probably are more like shoulder energies, upper back energies. And it could be elsewhere in you also. Just kind of take a note. Just sit back and relax. You probably won't be able to push it out of you. But don't even attempt it. The light ship's doing this for you here. Okay. That feels pretty good. Two more to release here. Okay, there we go. Next one we're going to do is, scorpion energy. So things that bite, okay, on this planet, like snakes, ticks, mosquitoes, things like this, should not really be here. You know, if you've ever seen an animal full of fleas or something, it's just hell for that animal. And think of a dog scratching itself, you know, continuously. So here we go. This is the scorpion energy here being released. These, to me, are more on our lower parts of our body and our legs. They could be elsewhere, too, but this is what I'm being shown right now. Here we go. Here we go. These are being released now. We're getting as many as we can during this short session here. Okay, that feels pretty good. Next one we have energetic worms, okay? So these are large worms. They kind of bite. Some have teeth. It kind of looks like a little, like a beaver in a sense. So we're taking those out of you. And these can be maybe up to 20 foot in length. And again, they wrap around a rib cage. So just kind of sit back and relax. This might sound a little sci-fi to a new listener. So if you're brand new to the show, we don't always do this. But these are real. Here we go. And yes, we are. They're food for them. They live on our energy, emotional traumas, and spirit energy. Okay, more is coming out. And more is coming out. This is why I'm really careful when I go to events. Some people come over to me and they'll show me pendants that they purchased because it seemed good to them, and they'll always ask if it's good for them. Well, what's that pendant connected to? Okay, the practitioner or person selling it may look nice, and they can be dressed all in white, look like a monk or something, you know, but you have to be very careful of where that symbol is connected to and what consciousness, okay? So to me, a lot of those are, even though they say that they're love energy and whatever they tell you, what's on the other end of it? If you don't know what's out there in a few dimensions above us that we can't see, what's it being downloaded with? Is it a direct link, the cord to some extraterrestrial energy that's going to take energy away from you? So be very careful when you buy pendants. This is what I tell people. They ask me, and I say, well, what did your spirit say? And they look at me with this blank look like, what are you talking about? I say, well, you must go inside and ask your spirit if what you're buying, or is this practitioner good for me to go to find out if this is going to help me or not. You know, your spirit knows the answer. This is your only saving grace, is to go inside of you. This is the teachings of Jesus. Here we go. That's they're being released now, these squid energies. You might feel your rib cage expand out. You might take a deeper breath. You might have more breath now than what you had before. Wonderful. There we go. And let's see if we have anything else on Fast Chat here. That's probably pretty good, I think. I'm trying to see what else Lightship wants to do for everyone here. I thought I opened up this can of worms here. Kind of a pun on that, I guess. Let's look here. Oh, Black Widow energy. This is what they use for witchcraft on this planet. So, here we go. Yeah, icky spiders. That just surfaced here. Here's the Black Widow energy. Remember, in consciousness here, in the mind energy, and the mind energy is not of the light that people use. You know, this is New Age metaphysics talking, create your reality, etc. There's energy pools out there that people have prayed into for a long, long time. And that belief system of their thoughts are collected into each individual energy pool. So people had good thoughts that went to one pool, negative thoughts went to another. Different types of rituals go to another, so there could be thousands of these pools. And once you connect with one of these, then you can draw upon that energy to yourself. Well, what's hooked up to that pool? What other energy is attached through another dimension attached to that pool also? That's given it energy and also taking your energy from you when you connect to it. So it gets kind of scary once you start realizing what's really happening to most people on this planet. And naturally, everybody on this planet is affected, including the people who are in charge of you, in charge of us, say government. So this is, they're also, you know, attached, which is probably why we're in the state of condition that we're in, because no one has any really personal power because of the extraterrestrials doing this to us. Okay, here we go. Black Widow energy is starting to leave you. Okay, more is leaving. And I don't know exactly where they hang out in your bodies. These things can be all over. So you might feel your skin crawl. You might just feel some energy being released from you. There we go. It's feeling pretty good right now. Good. Okay. And we'll have the ship bring in some energy so you can get released from some of the EMF energies around you right now. And there's a lot of energies floating around from cell phone towers and whatever else is here, radio, TV, etc., that's going through your body. And that also is causing havoc with our energetic system. So here we go. We're on the count to 10, and the light will put a little bubble around you so you can be in your own consciousness here, and you may feel yourself or your body relaxing now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, again, just sit back and relax and kind of contemplate what you've been through here in the last half an hour and connect with your spirit and your heart center. See how your body's feeling. Go on to a lighter note here, although we had one more healing here, I think, of snakes. So let's We'll do a snake energy here. They're very similar to the worm energies. Again, just kind of sit back and relax and just see if you feel anything leave your body. Remember, they can give you pains, phantom pains that you know nothing about, you could have had through your whole life. And they can move around. I had one person, in fact, more than one person, but this one person came to me, and he said that he felt like he had hundreds of, like, little maggots, that's the way he described it, in his head. And anyway, I won't go on much further than that, but he thought that, you know, the Master, Saints, and Angels could help him with that, and which they could not do, and he's had them for 20 years or so, and he kept questioning, you know, why the light couldn't take care of it. And I finally told him that it's not, you know, that these things don't obey spiritual law. And it took me quite a while to convince the guy. Never want to have a session, but that's, you know, where he was. So anyway, he still has these things crawling around inside of his head, irritating him continuously. So anyway, we'll get rid of these snake energies here. And they're starting to leave now. We'll do the ones inside of people's heads too. So if you ever felt your maybe your hair, your scalp kind of crawling of something, didn't know what the heck it was, and it itched all the time, we'll take these away from you right now. Here we go, as much as we can here. Okay, they're starting to leave. Remember, your spirit's helping to release these from you. And what we're doing is as much as we can do right now. To release them from you. These are in you. Remember, they're not being brought to you by me talking about them on this show, okay? They're already with you, and we're getting rid of them if we can. At least as much as we can here during this short time here. So it's giving you the awareness that, yeah, there's something that I have in me that shouldn't be there. And maybe, like the lady said, that her pain went away. Wonderful. So that's what we're trying to do here, is to get rid of this stuff, to bring in more of your spirit into those locations to hold the ground. You see, once your spirit holds the ground, these things can't come in. This is why it's so important to be in your body with your spirit. It's that's why Jesus said, you know, stay inside, you know, go to your heart center. Don't go out and do strange practices. This is basically what his teachings were. Don't pray to gods outside of yourself where you're connected to these extraterrestrial energies. Remember, all the wars on this planet are from extraterrestrials wanting to take your life force energy through the pain and trauma, people dying and whatever else they went through. I would imagine sometimes the death would be much easier than having somebody's life room by maybe amputations or something, or not being whole, you know, after going into a war situation. I won't go into that too much. Death might be a lot easier. So here we go, releasing more of these energies. We're working on the top of your head right now, and you may feel things leave you. Here we go. Good. So on a lighter note, what we're going to do right now is bring in your energy, of your baby energy, of your pure divine energy when you were completely in your body. And here it comes. I'm going to count to 10. This is Love Comes Walking In. This is your spirit coming into you. A song from Van Halen. You know, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. I'm going to count to 10. As your spirit walks more fully into your body. This is you as a baby. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, and just be with yourself now. Thank you. Another healing here. We'll connect you more in your heart center. I'm sure that you're already in your hearts, most of you. So we'll drop you down like we do at the beginning of the show here, which I haven't done yet, but I think you're all there anyway. So think of your forehead, the 10th floor of the elevator, first floor being your heart, dropping down. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Dropping down again. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So next we're going to do, I guess, some clearing here. We'll do some planetary releases here for you. So we'll just pick on 10 planets. It's only a handful of them here. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, to see if your body's feeling anything. Five released, number six released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. So just see how your body's feeling. This is just a very, very small percentage of what has connected itself to you, unfortunately, against your free will. But you might feel a little more relief and be able to regain more of your spiritual integrity here. So, again, we're going to bring more of your spirit into your body now. So here we go. 1, 2, coming in. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Making sure that you're in your body properly. I'm going to take you out momentarily and come back in again. So out and in. You felt the shift in energy, means you're in your body improperly. So here we go. Coming in more fully. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Sit back and relax and talk to your spirit and your heart center. Should feel pretty much at peace right now. We'll do another clearing here. We'll do an emotional clearing for the last week. This is a sample clearing. It's about 80% effective. So we're going back 7 days. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 6 days back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, and again, just sit back and kind of feel how the energy is flowing. I'll do a feeling body next here. That's very similar to your emotional body. So here we go. This is how you feel things. So sixth chakra, 7 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. And again, contemplate how you feel right now. And I'll just talk a little bit here. We're going to the Los Angeles area for the Conscious Life Expo a week from this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're in the area, just come and see me. It'll be under Creation Lightship Healing. And I'll just put some music on here, let you experience this healing here, releasing traumas away from you. And once they're released, they're basically gone for good. So a nice feeling to be in the moment and to be with your spirit. main body release right now as the music is on. Blessings to all of you. Stay in your heart. And the light being will be activated here on your monitor screen for the next half an hour. So blessings to all of you, and good night.